Man, y'all hear that? Quiet as shit. You ain't heard shit from Nicki Minaj. Ain't nothing, ain't no music dropping. You ain't heard shit. She quiet as a motherfucker. And see, what I told y'all that she didn't want Cardi B to be like performing and like talking shit and like, you know, like she like Cardi mad now. Like she finally got Cardi mad. So and we all knew that Cardi could Debo her this way. Like now this shit, you think this shit was looking bad? This shit about to really be looking bad for Nicki Minaj. Wow. This shit about to really be look. I'm sorry, I'm watching my game as well. This shit about to really be bad for Nicki Minaj. Like, did y'all see the performance where she had the all red on and, you know what I'm saying? And just, remember, like, I think Cardi B ass is real. Like, I think her titties are fake. So that's a pretty ass that she got that she be shaking. So that Nicki Minaj can't even compare to no shit like that. For one, because you had to go buy one of them. So when she go there. Well, I guess she can't go there because she does have fake titties. But she probably was bad without the titties, for real. To me, the titties is what made Cardi B look stupid from up top, for real. Like, they look like they permanently pushed up or something. Like, that ain't a good feature of me. I like shit other things on her. But, yeah, so, like, Nicki, you had to go pay for that. You know what I'm saying? You had to go pay for that. Like, she didn't, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? So, she get out there and get this and showing off. And look, this day and age, this internet shit, I mean, and they believe everything. So, like just like people were saying, like, if you say a rumor, I even think Nicki said this, like, if you say a rumor on the internet and the internet get to saying it, like, that's what it is. So, you know, now she got it out. She got the situation about her not writing raps. And see, now that can get back up under Nicki's skin. You see what I'm saying? So you gonna hear a little bit more. You gonna hear that shit definitely ain't gonna die down. It ain't gonna die down no time soon, especially with what Cardi just said. I don't know when she said it. I think it was like I definitely think it was like at one of her latest shows. She was like, yeah, that bitch got something too and something else, bitch. See, that's the thing. She's way younger, so she can be way more pettier. That's why I didn't think that she won. And like I said, Cardi got the floor. Like, whatever Cardi say, that's why you see whoever saying the most shit, they the ones that don't really got the floor. The one that's saying the least amount of shit, they got the floor. Like, when Cardi speak on shit, like that day when she shot those videos, you see what I said was, no, Cardi, no. You just made yourself look a little stupid. Like, you shouldn't have said nothing. Let this old crazy broad do what she do. But when Cardi did them damn videos, when she did those videos, it was clear, like, oh, damn, she finally got the Cardi. You know what I'm saying? So it didn't really resonate. You know what I'm saying? That's why Cardi taking this approach now. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to speak on this bitch at my shows. Speak on her on tour. Keep, you know what I'm saying? Keep saying what she's saying. Like, so, like, I don't know, man. Nicki, I don't think Nicki ain't get what she wanted. She ain't get what she wanted out of this shit. Like, she done fucked herself. She done fucked herself. Like, far as her, you could, it's sad because, you know, that Nicki is so emotional. Like, I seen a video with her and 6ix9ine, and he was like, yeah, here with the queen, and then he was like, the only queen, and Nicki Minaj was like, she like, you know what I'm saying, like, bitch, it's a, like, everybody's a queen, every black female that's got her own money, and, you know what I'm saying, got clean coochie, and smell good is a queen and that's working. You know, she got her own money. She working. She taking care of herself. And she smell good. And she pretty. Even if she ain't pretty, she a queen. You know what I'm saying? So, all that shit, man, like, you can shut that shit up, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shut that shit the fuck up, man. Like, you ain't about to ruin, you ain't the fucking queen. You ain't the queen. You ain't even on the Richter scale. It took you like bashing everybody and then this queen radio to even get your album to where it's at. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how long that show. I don't know if it's an everyday show or they do it twice a week, or I'm not sure what it is when they do that show. But I know one thing, like the ratings on that motherfucker are gonna go down dramatically, because the only spicy thing is because you have a alluring beef. Like, if you got beef out here, man, you can turn up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can really turn up. It might be a little dangerous. And then, like I said, they female, so it damn sure their beef ain't shit. Like, that's why they can, because a nigga, all right, the shit that Nicki Minaj exposed about Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though that shit was read, like, I read that shit, the shit that Nicki Minaj said about how Cardi B had some females scared to go to a strip club because she was going, like, she had niggas going to beat up the stripper bitches and had the bitches scared to go to work, so they had to call the police on, you know what I'm saying? Like, now if this is vice versa, a dude, like, leaking that kind of shit, man, nigga, somebody could fuck around, though, or that'd be, like, a form of snitching. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hot as shit? Like, you telling how niggas really getting in, you know what I'm saying? When that's putting a direct life in danger, you know, niggas, females kill people too, but the majority of the hitters is killers, you know what I mean? It's niggas, you know what I'm saying? Men that's gonna come kill your ass, you know what I'm saying? So, like, ain't too many motherfuckers gonna send a group of females to come kill you, like, you know what I'm saying? Even if you are a female, like, there's gonna still be some niggas in there. Like, it ain't gonna just be no group of females coming to kill you. So like, that's a form of snitching. That would be, like, really, like, telling on a nigga, like, oh, yeah, you sent Cardio and Ricky over there to kill that girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's snitching shit. You see? So, that's why I said that female shit, they can just talk back and forth, say this, say that. Like, but, like, I think, honestly, Cardi B used all her bullets up. Like, I don't think she got no more. I mean, not Cardi B. Nicki Minaj used all her bullets up. Like, her shit is done. Because, like, it's nothing really else that you can say. And now that she doing what she doing, oh, yeah, you really gonna start getting bullied now. And she making it clear that your ass don't want to fight. Like she making you out to be, like, a scared-ass punk. Which is not too bad, because, like I said, they're ladies, but at the end of the day, most people are going to start to fall off of Nicki bandwagon, because they're going to be like, bruh, fight the bitch then. If you keep talking on these damn radio shows, like, they find out where that damn radio show at and pull up on your motherfucking ass, like, it's going to be another story. I guarantee you, like we always say, every celebrity ain't walking around with them kind of bouncers that motherfucking Tekashi 6ix9ine nigga got. Most motherfuckers got one person, or, you know what I'm saying, yeah, one big ass nigga, or maybe two guys, or, you know what I'm saying, everybody ain't walking around with that kind of security. So they catch Nicki Minaj ass somewhere, it's probably only gonna be like one or two people, you know, that can separate them, you know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, like, man, Nicki Minaj, man, like, yeah, just leave this situation alone, man. Like, cause I don't know if it's nothing that you can say to get back now. Cause, like, she kind of like going off on you, man. You know what I'm saying? Now she's sounding off about the raps, that you're not writing your raps. So it's really about to be some wild shit going on, man. So. Yeah, man, you know that's gonna definitely fucking rile Nicki Minaj the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? For sure. You know what I'm saying? The Breakfast Club, you know I had to come on here. You know I had to come talk to you about this. You know, we get tired of talking about this nigga, man. But I had to come. I had to come justify. Because like I said, I kind of just like to highlight the topics of where he be at. Because like I said, them niggas is smart, man. They be knowing how to, they don't give a fuck about molding the culture. Like, you know what I'm saying? Molding, you know, young guys and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And teaching people the right way. And one thing he tried to say, man, you know, when a person doing some bitch ass shit, they're gonna always try to like do shit or say shit to justify the bitch ass shit they doing. Like he's trying to justify how he's walking around with all that damn security talking all this crazy shit. You deliberately know that security ain't even about to let you fight. You can't even pop off on one of these niggas. That security detail there to block your ass. And what I tell you, you see what he said on there? Everything that I said on some real shit, everything that I said happened on my podcast happened. He just said it. Everything I told you about him in the situation happened. Now, one, money on the security. I told you. I said that shit ain't cheap. That nigga spending millions of dollars in his situation. Millions of dollars on just security. So much of the money is just the security. Now, another thing he doing that is so crazy, he's like, I feel like the nigga is delusional, is when he's talking about, oh man, these venues, they don't want to book you, they're so scared of you, and then he's talking about, he tops it, talking about something, yeah, like, you know, these venues, they don't want to book me, they're in their mind, they're just like, this fucking kid is just fucking crazy, like, no, motherfucker, that's for somebody shooting your motherfucking ass. I can bet you any kind of money, any amount of money, that niggas is not worried about him doing nothing. Why would you do something to somebody at your concert? Them niggas is worried about a nigga trying to get you. He asked that man, then he was like, don't it scare you a little bit that you don't know where the shot's coming from? And they said, man, I don't give a fuck about that. He don't even care about the lives of them security guards, bro. He don't even care about the... Now, 9 times out of 10, bro, you say, okay. Now, you know, he sound like he was saying some real shit, but at the end of the day, all the real shit he was saying was dumb shit. Nigga, you don't even know these niggas. You just start fucking with these niggas. The other little people in New York that's dissing you, or the other one, the Skull Game... Them niggas, those was the initial niggas. You ain't fucking with these niggas. So you on the other side. Now you done switched over, just like they said. So that shit is true. He did switch. He don't know these niggas. These niggas ain't his day ones. These niggas were some music motherfuckers. You doing all this purple with these music niggas around you. Come on, man. What was we saying when we was watching those videos? Like, look at this nigga behind. Look at the nigga right here behind him. Look how he looking at him. He looking at him like, haha, yeah, we let this little nigga talk. We look at how he going on. He going on today, ain't he? Come on, bruh. Now the nigga says, what is Trey Wayne? Now, I ain't gonna lie, that surprised me. Because he said, name some other Trey Wayne artists. They couldn't, but I could. Fetty Wap Baby Mother. Fetty Wap and the nigga that was barking for him in Cali. What happened to them? Nigga said, name another Trey Wayne artist. I'm like, what the fuck? And nobody, they literally was like, no. Unless he meant like as in relevance. I the way he was talking, like, the shit wasn't no label. Like, you know what I'm saying? He signed to the black nigga that be handing them the plaques and shit. So the bald head Treyway nigga that was, you know what I'm saying, he was just a fucking puppet. Now remember, that dude showed off an account. Listen to your boy, man. Listen to your boy. He said, it's your boy. That Treyway bald head nigga, you don't remember the video when he put up, he was sitting in the back seat, he was on live, and he pulled up his bank account, and it had $22 million? Do I need to go recycle and pull the podcast up? I told you. I said, how the fuck is a manager making $22 million? How much is the artist making? Come on, niggas ain't that damn expensive. $22 million a manager? He said that was his account. That wasn't Brockham 6ix9ine account. You know, he ain't got access to that nigga account. He wasn't even his day one nigga. Our day one niggas don't even have access to our accounts. That was his account that had $22 million. That motherfucker ain't worried about no damn 6ix9ine. He was smart. He knew that this shit was going to end. That's why he motherfucking made sure he got the drip up. Like, everybody said, like, 6ix9ine, them niggas around you robbed you. Niggas say that in diss songs against you. You the only nigga that didn't know that shit was in-house? He said that when he got kidnapped, the motherfuckers just drove him to his house. They never even asked him for directions. That don't sound like a fucking setup to you? Who did you think did it? Who the fuck knows where you live at? Come on, man. Know what car you in, ain't no... Come on, man. Like, he's stupider than I thought. He's actually stupider than niggas thought, for real. That's crazy. Now, my whole thing is this. How is a nigga gonna move around in New York? You can't be the king of nowhere when all you got is the police on you. Like, I fired everybody. Fuck everybody. Get away from me. You ain't the king of shit. That king of New York shit, that shit gonna die. That shit gonna die. Because I can guarantee you, niggas was fucking with that bald head Treyway nigga. Look, this the thing. That bald head Treyway nigga, he talked a lot of shit. Like, he had a couple near-death situations. He was speaking on them. He was like, damn. He had another live. He was like, man, nigga almost came. Nigga almost died. It was a real near-death experience. He said these things out his own mouth. So I already know. I told y'all that. I told you that was a protection team. That was just some fake-ass street niggas that, you know what I'm saying? And then now he comes out saying the Treyway shit is nothing. How is the Treyway shit nothing? Like you gotta go back to the black ass ugly dude Billy Otto and talk to him. Like I think Treyway is definitely something, bro. Like he just if he just played with their whole little shit for real. Like disrespected their whole little jump. Like, cause I'm gonna check it out tonight and I reshoot. And I'm a double check it, because I really feel like I heard that dude say that, you know what I'm saying, niggas been doing Treyway for years. You ain't been out here. And one thing about beef in the city, or like when shit like this happen, you can best believe that the niggas that don't like you, they gonna link up. Oh, they got something in common now. You know what I'm saying? They got something in common for you. So how you talking about fuck everybody? Shit, that's the dangerousest way to be. That's the thing. You better, in situations like that, you wanna remain humble, you know what I'm saying, and kind of like pray, because you never know when it could be your time. And then the nigga was sitting around talking about the booking agency was playing with his mother. It's more shit. It's a lot more shit. I'm gonna get back into the breakdown. I gotta make a move or whatever. Yeah, man. Myrtle Smoke Podcast. We signing off. I'm gonna see y'all tonight.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.